A metal pipe beneath a coal ash pond ruptured earlier this month, sending tens of thousands of tons of potentially toxic material into the river. Environmentalists called the spill preventable and said a cozy relationship between Diener and Duke has kept necessary cleanup from taking place. The federal government said in a subpoena that it suspects a felony was committed. Frank Holloman is a senior attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center. He wants the more than 30 coal ash ponds in the state removed.
If they will not do it still, even in the face of criminal grand jury subpoenas, the legislature must act, the governor must act, and the board of Duke Energy must act.
Holloman says Duke has been slow to respond to the spill. The company took nearly a week to plug the busted pipe and initially thought the pipe was cement when it's actually made of metal. Duke has not issued any clear timeline of what or how it plans to deal with the spill or its other coal ash ponds around the state. Spokesmen from Diener and Duke say they will cooperate with the subpoenas. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.